What if I'm visually impaired? 6.5 out of 10. The button display in menus is a little small, so confusion is definitely possible. For example, the left arrow key appears to point to the right when seen by itself. So, you can't see the arrow displayed in the center if it's too small, as is the case in the controls menu. It bothered us, like, well, I'm pressing to the right, but why isn't the map opening? Regarding the text, we liked that in-game subtitles are activated by default with a dark background that can be accentuated even more under settings. Regarding the visual aspect of the game, the particularly limited video menu left us worried, and with good reason. We couldn't find any way to adjust the colors, neither on the interface nor in-game. In particular, there isn't any color blindness filter. However, Banishers uses standard colors such as red for health bars, for example. Apart from the gamma setting, it's a bit sad. Fortunately, Antia's character, who inhabits the spirit world, is displayed in orangish tones with more visual indicators. So that may be more useful, but she can only be active for a while. If you have motion sensitivity, there's very little you can do apart from disabling kinetic blur. Banishers isn't a game with frequent changes of gradient or altitude, but all the same, a few adjustments would have been appreciated. Once in-game, you quickly realize that the game is gloomy, with a dark and subdued atmosphere. This can make interface elements easier to see since interactions are displayed on screen in white, with a large dot from a distance, and the action button you need to use is shown next to it. Since you'll often encounter enemies, you have to be able to spot them. Regarding this point, opponents' health bars are displayed as soon as you're within range, but it's often too late to avoid being spotted by them, and by then, you'll have to fight. Fortunately, enemies are essentially spirits and distinguishable from afar by their color, which contrasts with the background. Once in combat, there's an enemy tracking system available that displays two highly contrasting concentric circles with an arrow in the direction of each enemy. White indicates nearby enemies, yellow for those heading towards a body to reincarnate, green for ranged attackers, and red for active attackers. All of this takes place in a dark world, enhanced by music that changes when you enter and leave combat. So, you can't miss when a fight starts. Shooting is another story. The crosshair is round with a central white dot. The point turns red when you pass over a shootable object, for example an enemy or any object you can shoot at. The central point is very small, and its color or shape can't be changed, so aiming at the right spot may be a problem, especially since a good aim will be necessary to unlock items. Some are optional, such as resources hidden up high, but it could also be to unlock a drawbridge secured by a pulley. Soul grabbers don't make it any easier. They're white objects that you have to collect and that are well hidden among the decor, but at least they have the advantage of being accompanied by a particular sound when you're close. This is an opportunity to assess audio support. As we mentioned, music is a good point of reference for entering combat, but that's about it. For example, there isn't any sound when you approach an interactive element. There's a sound when you pick it up, but not before. There isn't any collision sound, either. You can hear your character running, and it simply stops if it comes to a wall. That would be okay, but the character continues running and sliding along the wall if it happens to hit it at an angle. This information is, therefore, useless for mapping an area according to sound. In other words, it won't be accessible for visually impaired players. Banishers, Ghosts of New Eden offers little support for visual impairment. Finally, the most effective feature is the game's generally dark atmosphere, which provides a more vivid and colorful contrast for interface elements. The enemy combat tracking system is excellent, however.